Good afternoon. A weak high pressure system is moving over upstate New York as we speak, and that's going to keep us dry for now, but mid and high level clouds are going to be on the increase as another area of low pressure will start to be moving towards our area, and that is moving in from Ohio Valley. And we'll first notice it with a warm front that's going to increase warm advection with some light rain showers that is going to reach the southeast Catskills in the mid-Hudson Valley in the late afternoon. We'll also then notice clouds will continue to thicken and lower further north and east through the Capital Region and the Berkshires, and some of the light rain should begin to drift in just before sunset. Despite our early sunshine, the max temperatures for today are still going to run below normal for Mother's Day by 5 to 10 degrees. Highs will be slightly milder than yesterday, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s, in the valley locations and upper 40s to mid to upper 50s over the hills and mountains. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today in the northern half of the United States underneath a broad upper-level trough, much below normal temperatures are likely for today and into Monday. These chilly temperatures for May should shift into portions of the southern plains and Tennessee Valley on Monday behind a potent cold front. The cold temperatures will support some snow across the northern and central Rockies, with over a foot possible in some of the highest elevations. Snow has even fallen in the lower elevations of the northern plains. Furthermore, freeze warnings and frost advisories are in effect for portions of the Snake River Valley in Idaho and parts of the Great Lakes region and northern Appalachians. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 107 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 9 at Petersinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, we are mostly cloudy with a chance for rain late in the day as highs reach near 63. In Boston, we'll see increasing clouds with a high near 66. And in Buffalo, we'll see some rain showers mainly in the mid-afternoon on as highs reach near 50. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 69 degrees, while the normal low is 46. The record high of 93 was set back in 1979, while the record low of 27 was set back in 1956. Today's sunrise was at 5:39 a.m. The sun will set at 8:05 p.m. It's a total of 14 hours and 25 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 16 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at a steady increase in cloud cover this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we will see some rain showers becoming likely after we get past 11 o'clock. Otherwise, we will be cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s. Some patchy fog may be possible as well. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we'll see a steady increase in cloud cover this afternoon as highs reach near the mid-60s. For the night tonight, we'll see some rain showers arriving as we approach sunset, with some patchy fog developing as we get closer to midnight. Overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies with the chance for some rain showers as we get towards the mid-afternoon hours, as our highs look to reach near the mid-50s. For the night tonight, we will see those rain showers continue as our overnight lows look to drop down into the low 40s and into the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are going to see mostly cloudy skies this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, rain showers will push into the region and patchy fog will be possible as well as our overnight lows look to drop down into the low 40s. For the greater capital region, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to see a steady increase in clouds this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we will see the arrival of rain showers pretty close to sunset, and they will stick around overnight. Patchy fog looking possible as well, as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will continue to see the chance for some rain showers mainly before 9 a.m., but spotty showers are possible. In the afternoon, we'll be mostly cloudy with a high back into the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback. Happy Mother's Day.